Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. A reading from Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have hewn out cisterns for themselves, broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Jeremiah was born and lived in the village of Anatoth, which is located on the edge of the desert, northeast of Jerusalem. There are no freshwater sources like springs in or even close to the village of Anatoth. In fact, there are five neighboring villages in the land of Benjamin on the edge of the desert, and there are no freshwater sources for any of them. These villages relied upon cisterns to provide their water. Cisterns are cut into bedrock and they are bell-shaped. They were usually plastered with lime to prevent seepage. A ring of smooth stones would be placed over the mouth to limit the chafing of the rope attached to the bucket, which was used to draw water from the cisterns. Conduits were dug, which channeled precious rainwater from the surrounding hillside into an opening to the cistern just under the smooth stone ring. In dry years, cisterns would only partially fill up, and their water level would continually sink the more they were used. Finally, the cistern might even run dry. When a cistern would run dry, people from the village would have to seek water from a stream. And this may be what Jeremiah is referring to in this passage I just read. The cisterns of Anatoth were empty, so Jeremiah was making the 11-kilometer round trip to Ein Prat. This was a long and steep journey to reach a large spring of gushing water located at the bottom of a deep canyon. Near the stream is the tell, or ruin, of Ein Prat, probably Para, one of the towns of Benjamin, mentioned in the book of Joshua, chapter 18, verse 23. Archaeological excavations confirm that this site was inhabited during the Canaanite period, but it was unoccupied during Jeremiah's lifetime. Undoubtedly, Jeremiah would have asked himself, why was Anatoth and all the surrounding villages built so far from such a wonderful source of water? Why wasn't anyone living here now? Why dig cisterns and live on the edge of the desert when one could settle near this plentiful source of water and enjoy all that it had to offer? These questions must have run through Jeremiah's mind, especially as he and his donkey made that steep trek home, carrying their water skins and jugs from the spring. This memory makes its way into Jeremiah's parable as he pleads that the people would return to follow the one true God, the source of real life, and that they would abandon their worship of the false gods who have no life in them. For the people have forsaken me, the fountain of living water, and they have hewed out cisterns, broken cisterns, which cannot even hold water, the prophet cries. In this parable, Jeremiah points out two evils that the people are pursuing. The people have abandoned their source of living water, Yahweh, and they have replaced him by hewn cisterns that were even dug out in the wrong sort of rock. If there are cracks in the rock, then the cistern will be unable to hold the water. It will be of no use to those who are in desperate need of it. What's your water source? A broken cistern? Leaking, stagnant, contaminated, and life-threatening water, which you are still content to try and drain to the dregs? Have your empty, cracked, and lifeless gods let you down? Have they promised you much, but delivered little, if anything at all? Are you thirsting for something or someone who will really satisfy your spiritual cravings? Then listen to Jesus, who cries out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scriptures have said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. God's Spirit gives to all who believe in Jesus rivers of life-giving and life-sustaining water. No broken cisterns, leaking, stagnant, defiled, but rivers of living water. You would have to be a real prat not to want to stay by that living water, drinking it in deeply, daily and happily. Jesus is the living water, so stay thirsty, my friends. So let us pray. Almighty and gracious Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your grace and truth. Protect and deliver us in times of temptation. Defend us against all enemies, and grant your church your saving peace through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.